Of course.
Well, I can't really give you advice on that. It's not really my area. Management property, if you decide to purchase something abroad or here, you need to look, legally speaking, what are your rights. If you're faced with a tenant who refuses to pay, you need to know how you can get rid of. It's extremely difficult in France to get rid of a tenant, even if they don't pay. In Switzerland, perhaps slightly less so. So that's one thing. Then you need, once you get your property or you give this to a management company, how much are they going to charge you to do that? There are quite a few people who are purchasing properties and renting them out. But you need to look at a range of aspects. First of all, how much are they going to take you to look after that property from you? Let's say you've got a mortgage. You also have the income coming from your rent, but what the rental income is minus what you have to pay the administrative bodies, is all that going to compensate you? Is there a sufficient margin there? Because you have to pay taxes on that. Since you'll be getting a greater revenue, you have to declare that revenue and there'll be taxes on it. So do you feel, this is what you have to ask yourself, do you feel that all things considered, that margin between the two, is it justified to take such a risk? Because if you purchase property, you don't know whether you're going to be able to resell it with any gains. So ask yourself that question. Do I feel that it is worth the risk? Is this risk that I'm taking worthwhile with the potential gains? If you think no, then perhaps don't go down that path. If you feel that you could make perhaps, yes, a lot of money, then it might be worth it. I can't remember the country, but somebody rented out 6,000 francs and the difference was 4,000. So, but if you're talking about 200, 300 Swiss francs difference that you will make, is it really worth it at the end of the day? I don't know if I answered your question. Madam?